Beginning of a new megatrend in solar energy. The solar sector has enjoyed a jaw-dropping run-up in the current year. The sector's sole pure-play solar fund, Invesco Solar Portfolio ETF, TAN, is up 234% over the past 52 weeks, with a good chunk of those returns having come after Joe Biden was declared the winner of the U.S. presidential elections a month and a half ago. That incredible momentum is certainly beginning to look like a big bubble in the making, considering that it's hard to prove how the fundamental value of solar companies has more than tripled in the space of just 12 months. Although solar is mostly considered a growth industry, solar companies have generally recorded a smaller spike in demand as a result of the pandemic compared to work-from-home companies. Yet, Wall Street remains very bullish on the sector and sees the rally extending for months and even years thanks to incredible growth runways as the solar industry ramps up infrastructure. U.S. solar power revenue is expected to more than double over the next 5 years. And one secular trend is looking to completely redefine the solar sector: community solar. Whereas residential solar demand has exploded in recent years as more Americans try to play their part in ameliorating climate change, the harsh reality is that not everyone can have solar on their own roof. Thankfully, community solar is about to make solar energy accessible to nearly every one of America's 128 million households. Community solar. For decades, residential power customers who wanted to switch to solar energy have been limited to two options: installing their own solar panels or purchasing solar off the grid from their local utility. Rooftop solar panels deliver plenty of savings for the average homeowner, with the average installation generally paying for itself within 6 to 10 years. Unfortunately, installation costs remain high, with the average system costs clocking in at $13,000 after tax credits. Further, whereas some solar plans require no upfront costs, they have the big drawback of locking the customer into multi-decade contracts. But these are actually the lesser evils of residential solar. The biggest is that only about 23% of American households have ready access to rooftop solar.